This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Exit polls in Poland showed the party, Law and Justice, drawing 39% of the vote, trouncing Civic Platform, the center-right party that has led Poland since 2007. The platform was for higher wages and Catholic values. All insurance companies that incurred unexpected losses selling plans for the new health exchanges learned that they would get less than 13 cents of each dollar the federal government owes them for 2014. Many of the failed health cooperatives describe this turn of events as their undoing. Most private insurers have enough reserves to continue to operate. State regulators shut down some of the co-ops because of solvency concerns. Federal officials say the insurers will eventually receive more of what they were owed. Compensation in the form of wages and salaries is subject to the income tax and the payroll tax. Compensation in the form of employer-provided health insurance is not subject to either. If a firm gives a dollar in wages to a typical worker, the worker gets to keep only 65 cents. If the firm gives a dollar in health coverage to the same worker, the worker keeps the full dollar. This tension tilts the playing field in favor of paying workers in insurance rather than cash. As a result, people end up with insurance that's excessive and wages that may be too low. Nation ends up spending too much on health care. United Automobile Workers and General Motors announced a tentative agreement minutes before their contract expired. The IRS said 710,000 people who had received health care subsidies had not filed tax returns and had not requested more time to do so. If those people do not return to the marketplace this fall, they may be automatically re-enrolled in the same or similar health plans at full price. And when they receive an invoice from the insurance company next year, they may be shocked to see that their subsidies have been cut to zero. Short-term home letting renting site Airbnb has apologized for a series of passive-aggressive advertisements posted in San Francisco, apparently intended to boost the company's image in the run-up to a vote on whether or not to more strictly regulate Airbnb-style rentals. The company is complaining that its customers had to pay a hotel tax. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.